Thank you, Adam. Rugby League, of course, being shocked this morning by the news of the passing of Norm Provan at the age of 88. We will get plenty of reaction and tributes over the course of the next day or so in particular. And I'm pleased to say that on the line this morning, albeit in sad circumstances, is a man who knows this club inside out and back to front. He is the author of The Spirit of the Red V, A Century of Dragons Rugby League. Volume 1 covers 1921 to 1967. Jeff Armstrong is on the line. Good morning, Jeff. This is very sad news.
Yeah, it is, Matt. It is nice to talk to you, but to be honest, mate, I'd much rather talk to you in other circumstances.
Yeah, exactly. 88 years of age. I mean, where do we start with the career of Norm Provan? I just pointed out to our listeners that he trialled unsuccessfully with Eastern Suburbs, came from the Riverina, and goes on to be one of the absolute greats and titans of the game.
Yeah, well, he did come to Sydney. His family, he was actually born on a soldier settlement at, near Urana in the Riverina, and when he came to Sydney, his family first settled in Bondi, and then they moved to Willoughby and became Norse fans. And then they moved again to the Sutherland Shire. And Norm was inspired by the St George team that won the comp in 1949. That St George team had a really powerful pack of forwards. And in 1950, he was graded at St George as a 17-year-old, as a front rower. But St George was well stocked for front row forwards. And in 1951, at the start of the season, he was graded in first grade as a second rower. And that's where he stayed for 15 seasons. And St George made the finals every year. And as famously for the last 10 of them, they won the comp. And no man was more influential in the winning of those comps than Norm Provan.
Incredible defence, hard working with his tackling, but also those bullocking runs, Jeff. That's what a lot of people would remember about that era.
Absolutely. That's the image for me. Sort of. For me, Norm Provan's career, St George career, is sort of split in two. In the 50s, he was the most damaging runner in the game. And there's images of him in the 57 grand final, or 58. He's just striding through like a genuine colossus. That's the term that I think of for Norm Provan, the footballer. He was a colossus. And it sort of captured at the end of his career when he walks off the SCG in 65 when there were 78,000 people, you know, on grand final day. And he walked through the crowd. He towers over them. And the amazing thing about Norm was he towered over his fellow footballers on the field. And then he became afterwards just the ultimate statesman. And so he sort of continued to tower over, even that wonderful image of he and Arthur Summons, the John O'Grady photo of the Gladiators. He's towering over Arthur Summons. And, mate, we've lost a colossus today. It's a very sad day.
He was almost 2 metres tall, mate, wasn't he? I mean, 193 centimetres. Now, Arthur Summons certainly wasn't that. Now, and we know that. But to go through such a career that he did over such a long time, with that kind of frame back then when it was bloody hard, and it certainly wasn't as professional as now, shows you the strength and the courage of the man.
Yeah, he played 18 tests for Australia. And he would have played a hell of a lot more in 55 and 56. He got injured at the wrong time. Now are the two times where injury worked against him. And I think he had a couple of problems on the 56 Kangaroo Tour as well. And then from 1959 on, he didn't tour with the 59 Kangaroos when he would obviously have been selected, because he was building an business empire with his electrical stores. And so he didn't play much test football after 1959. But he was an extraordinarily durable footballer. I mean, it's a good trick. I mean, everyone knows he played in 10 straight grand finals. But most of the other Dragons, Gasnier, Clay, Lumsden, they missed a grand final here or there because it was a tough game back in those days. But Norm, he was among so many different qualities that he had, he did have that durability.
And what about as captain coach? I mean, there were plenty of people who captain coached throughout that era. It doesn't happen, obviously, now. But the last five of those grand final victories, he was captain coach as well with the dual responsibility. What type of coach was he for the Dragons?
The skill he brought, I mean, when you think about it, Matt, he coached, Ken Carney coached the side from 57 to 61, and the team was unbeatable. The bloke who has to follow Ken Carney is a bit like the bloke who has to follow Wayne Bennett, or when the bloke has to eventually follow Craig Bellamy at the Storm. It'll be impossible. And yet what Norm Provan did, his genius as a coach, if you like, he essentially, he knew he had an experienced side and he gave the players the opportunity to have input. The one thing that was non-negotiable was discipline. He insisted on a really tight discipline at the club, which had been a trademark of the club since the late 20s, and he carried that on. So he sort of, he grabbed all the things that Ken Carney was huge on, that brick wall defence, and Norm Provan was adamant that everyone had to do their job, just as Ken Carney has insisted. But he sort of built on that. And I think the fact that Norm Provan was able to, he actually captain coached the side from 62 to 65, and then Ian Walsh captain coached the side in 66. But for Norm Provan to win those four competitions, having followed up what Ken Carney had done, is an amazing achievement. And the fact is, no one else can do it. I mean, we're in a situation now where if a team wins two comps in a row, you know, Trent Robertson, when he won two comps at the Roosters, he was a genius. And Norm Provan won four following on from Ken Carney. It's just a phenomenal achievement.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. It's covered in volume one of your book, The Spirit of the Red V, which takes us up to 1967. And Norm, of course, bowed out in 1965, if I'm right, Jeff. So The Spirit of the Red V is very timely and plenty of stories for us to reflect. Mate, appreciate your time this morning. Looking forward to chatting under better circumstances next time around.
Yeah. Can I just say one other thing quickly, Matt, about Norm Provan, which I think is amazing. I can't remember anyone saying a bad word about him as a player or as a rugby league statesman. And that's the thing about Norm. Every other footballer seems to have been flawed in some way, but not Norm. He carried himself so brilliantly for so long, and the game is so much better for everything that Norm Provan contributed to it.
Yeah, very well said. Good on you, Jeff. We'll speak again soon.
Thanks, Matt.
Jeff Armstrong there. Is the author of The Spirit of the Red V, so giving us some insights into Norm Provan, the player, Norm Provan, the man, Norm Provan, the statesman as well, and as Jeff said, a genuine colossus of the game. If you've got any tributes for the great Norm Provan, send them in. Any memories, 0457 736 736.